from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey announces it's suing social media giant TikTok. Officials say the company's unlawful practices are harming the health and safety of New Jersey's youth.
Today, we are sending a clear message that we will not allow corporations to enrich themselves by harming and misleading our residents.
Carrie Theis with the Division of Consumer Affairs says TikTok promotes compulsive use by giving children the same kind of dopamine hit that gamblers get at a slot machine. We've reached out to TikTok for comment. The largest water utility in the U.S., headquartered in New Jersey, has been hit by a cyber attack. American Water, based in Camden, says it became aware of the cyber attack last Thursday and took immediate protective steps. The utility provides water service to more than 14 million people in 14 states, including New Jersey. American Water has paused billing while the FBI investigates. New Jersey news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan. Maple Leaf is having its annual Fall Fun Fest with a corn maze, petting zoo, train rides, and more. Mums, 5 for $10. Hanging baskets, only $5.99. They're wholesale to the public. Visit Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, New Jersey. The prices are insane. The American Cancer Society has released its breast cancer statistics for 2024. There's some good news. Breast cancer mortality rates overall have dropped by 44% since 1989, averting nearly 518,000 deaths. But not all women have benefited from this progress, says Dr. Christina Annunziata.
Breast cancer incidence has been rising by 1% per year over the last 10 years. And the higher increases are actually seen in younger women under 50 years old. And those rose at 1.4% per year.
Early detection can be found with mammograms. She says women should generally start getting screened at age 45. Thousands of travelers are cutting their vacations short and returning home to New Jersey from Florida, where Hurricane Milton is forecast to make landfall by tomorrow. Some travelers say they've had to pay six times more than the average price of a ticket from Florida to New Jersey. Others are on standby waiting for any seats to become available. A statement by Tampa International Airport says it's suspending commercial and cargo operations. Orlando International Airport officials say they will remain open to accept emergency aid and relief flights, but that they will stop all commercial flights tomorrow. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we keeping these blue skies? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Most of the state has yet to see measurable rainfall in October. Today's the eighth day of the month. That trend will continue through at least the midpoint of the month. And you thought September was dry. It's going to be clearing cool tonight. Low temperatures will dip into the upper 40s, feeling quite Octoberish. We'll see more sunshine tomorrow. Similar high temperatures around 70. Thursday, those temps take another step downward. It'll be breezy, highs only in the lower 60s. Sun for most, although we'll see some Milton clouds creep into South Jersey, just some clouds. Friday morning, there is a chance for some frost to the northwest and the middle of the Pine Barrens. Sunny skies Friday, highs improve to the mid-60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Clinton 68, Jackson 67, Millville 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. They're family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood, or you can do it from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.